and gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Yes, indeed, that is me. My name is Bob Long, inviting you to stick around because we've got an exciting broadcast lined up for you. In this hour, we're going to open up the Auto World Garage, because standing in the garage right now, properly attired, with his tools ready to go, is our mechanical guru, our expert, the man with the tools of the trade, Mark Evans, is going to take your mechanical questions. Also in this hour, we're going to be joined by a gentleman from Goodyear, actually. Goodyear's got a little promotional thing going on. As Americans prepare for taking drives this fall, they've done some surveys revealing that 70% of Americans plan on taking at least one fall road trip. And they've come up with a list of America's most scenic highways and byways. So Mark and I will be talking to that gentleman. In hour number two of the broadcast, one of my favorite guys, a broadcasting pioneer. For 30 years, he's been on the television with Motor Week on NPR and on NPR, but on, on NPR television. No, NPR, whatever it is, my radio show, I can say whatever I want on national, on PBS. That's what it is. That's what it is. PBS. That's what it is. Not NPR, on PBS. And we are going to be chatting with John Davis in hour number three of the broadcast. Peter McGilvery, vice president of the upcoming SEMA show in Las Vegas, the Specialty Equipment Market Association show, will be with us to preview this event. Along the way, we're going to take your telephone calls at the usual number. Here it is, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. The best email is my all-encompassing radio website email. It's bob@boblongradio.com. Anytime you can hit me up there, bob@boblongradio.com. But right now, let's open up that garage wide, because this gentleman is one of the leading mechanics in all of North America. He is an ASE certified mechanic. He's got his own garage, and he's one of the leading experts when it comes to diagnostic vehicle problems, doing the diagnostic work right here over the radio. I've had a long week. What can I tell you? Here's Mark Evans. How you doing, Mark?
Bob, you're doing good. You're doing good. I'm doing great. You sound good. Got a little one at home now, and I know you're probably not getting too much sleep at night.
No, this is true. No, my baby girl Lucy is exactly a few days over a month, so she's doing great, with the exception of she's on the small side, which means she has to be fed every 3 to 4 hours around the clock. So,
I get too much shut-eye there with Sharon. You're probably taking shifts there.
That's right.
I just want to know, Bob, have you taught Lucy the automobile sound with the lips yet? That's all I want to know.
No, but quite often she's lying next to me while I'm doing some of my phone work and computer work, so we discuss all kinds of automotive business, and we talk about various executives from various companies that are in my life or used to be in my life, and she gives me advice and makes some appropriate sounds, actually.
it's a lot of fun, you know, as a daughter to listen to the rest of your life. And remember the days back when I got going and started, and my daughter's, gosh, Rochelle's 25 today. But back in the day, Bob, my daughter Rochelle used to ride along. I actually custom welded a child seat apparatus in the mobile lube repair van back in the day when I first started. And when I went on the road, she actually got to come with me, and I put her in the child seat, and she wanted to come see some of the people and the cars I was fixing. So, why not share what we do? And today, 25 years later, she's pretty savvy on those car repairs, if you know what I mean.
Oh, that's great. Good story, Mark. And we want to remind all of our Auto World listeners that if you have a question about your vehicle mechanically, if it's not running right, if it's not running at all, if you're failing your local emissions test, if you want to get better performance, better fuel economy, or the worst one of all, you go to that local garage or that local dealership and they tell you got to spend huge bucks that most likely you do not have, and you want to make sure that you're not being ripped off. Mark Evans is a certified mechanic with his own garage, a very popular radio talk show host for many years, doing what he's going to do with us here, diagnostic work over the radio. Dial us up at 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We'll also sprinkle in a trivia question as well. But, Mark, we're into the fall, and the winter is around the bend, so I'm sure lots of customers are coming to you for getting ready for fall maintenance. Antifreeze is not what it used to be. I remember years ago when you and I were growing up, you had to change that antifreeze every year. You had to flush it, and you had to do lots of maintenance work. But today's newer vehicles don't require as much, but still people are busy today and tend to neglect them.
They do. You know, all of us, we've got a busy life, a lot of things on our plate every day, and both parents are working, and even a lot of the parents that might have teenagers with cars, and that's a scary thought, Bob. I mean, you know, when the child calls you and says, hey, the dad, mom, the car's not running right, smelling, I think I just blew, you know, a hose or a belt, I can't get started, all those questions. And the biggest thing going into winter is, of course, the heat, wanting nice, warm, hot air in our cabin when we're driving, and a defroster, you know, so we have our windshield that we can see out of, so we're not looking at a little porthole of frost. But another big thing, you know, get the heater ready to go and make sure, like you say, Bob, the antifreeze is good. And how, big question I get is, how do I know, Mark, when do I need to change the antifreeze? Do I need to change the antifreeze? I've been adding antifreeze, Mark, and well, that's a sign right there. You know, here's your sign. When in fact you're adding antifreeze, that means you have a leak. And it's so such a light leak that a lot of us might not even see a puddle underneath it. And that's we call it a weep hole on the water pump. It's a little hole on the bottom of the water pump itself on the shaft that every time the water pump's spinning when the engine's running, that weep hole is designed to spit out antifreeze or leak when the seal's bad. And so when you're driving down the road, Bob, the water pump's good and hot, cast iron metal gets as hot as the motor, it actually evaporates and antifreeze out, so you don't see a puddle, but you keep adding antifreeze. So easy thing to do, you can get a little dental mirror, you can go to a store, a discount type store, get a little dental mirror of any kind of thing like that that's real small, a mirror, and of course don't do it with the engine running, but get there, go right to the water pump where the pulley is and take a little dental mirror and just look down underneath the water pump and you'll see a white, crusty river, and that's the old antifreeze. The antifreeze is leaking out of it and you need a water pump replacement. And that's the main thing too, Bob, is that, like I say, the antifreeze of today is better than we used to have. When I say it's better, the packaging itself is awesome because they've already pre-mixed it for us. That was a big thing. Remember the days, Bob, a lot of folks in my side of it, you know, they just poured straight antifreeze in.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did a test one day. You got to mix it 60-40 if you've got, you know, straight antifreeze, 60% antifreeze, 40% water. Well, gosh, you know, I just bought a gallon of antifreeze. Do I dump out some of it in the drain before I can pour water in so I get the exact right mix? No. You know, I'd mark the canister. But again, gosh, you know, you can go anywhere in any store at any time, in even Walmart, and so they have antifreeze. It's already pre-diluted, and it's got the right mix in it. You just pour it in. And one tip too, Bob, you don't ever want to pour antifreeze in to an engine that is not running. Make sure that you've got your engine running when you do pour it in. And then the safety factor there is that you don't want to, you know, burn your face and your arm and your body when you walk up and got the engine running and you take the radiator cap off and it explodes in front of you. So be careful. Be careful. Hit the release valve and let the pressure out and then take the cap off while it's running.
Great advice for Mark Evans. Again, if you've got a mechanical problem, give us a call. Also, a trivia question. It's a gasoline trivia question. Which gas company used to have the slogan, "Trust the man who wears the star"? This is Auto World.
When your car breaks down, it's already too late. That costly repair bill could have been paid by an A-plus auto protection extended service plan. Even if your manufacturer warranty has expired, if your car has less than 130,000 miles, you can still be covered. Don't pay the dealer upcharge. Get the same coverage over the phone right now for much cheaper. For a limited time, also get roadside assistance and towing, but you must call now. Call 800-871-4131. Again, 800-871-4131. 800-871-4131. Not all plans available in all states or for all vehicles.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
Yeah, so what happens if I've got a claim?
You call our 800 number.
And get some guy in Kuala Lumpur?
No, we actually have an in-house claims unit.
And it'll take, like, months to send me my check.
Oh, we're lightning fast with our settlements.
Of course, you'll probably send me to your brother-in-law's repair shop.
Sure, the restoration shop is always your choice.
One more question.
Sure.
What kind of a freak house are you guys running?
Some things are too good to be true, like Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit Haggerty.com.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Hi, this is Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources Precious Metals Brokers, and my phone number is 800-686-2237, extension 115. If you are sick and tired of being sick and tired, then perhaps it's time for a change. You have the opportunity to make a change in November by voting, and the opportunity to make a change in your financial security today by calling me, Dwayne Daly. Get the stability and peace of mind that you deserve with gold and silver, a form of wealth protection for 5,000 years. As the inflation pinch becomes tighter and the dollar continues to devalue, while stocks remain iffy at best, stop the bleeding with precious metals. Metals will let you retain your purchasing power, protect your assets, and stop inflation the day you get in. I have many different ways to accomplish this, from metals for possession to IRA rollovers, tax-free, and everything in between. So if you would like to turn your scrambled nest egg into a souffle, call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237, extension 115. 800-686-2237, extension 115. If you are ready for a change, please call Dwayne Daly.
Special announcement for our Renaissance Charge customers. Have you ever wondered what it would take to make your car run on 100% electric power? What about making a motor into a generator? How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you money? Because you, our customers, asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Conference Workshop on November 13th and 14th at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but for the first time, you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Register now while there's still room left to participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy Tesla technology. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
How do you spell hard-hitting talk radio? G-C-N. The Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man. How you drive that Cadillac there? I'm telling you. Ain't that a fine machine?
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here on Auto World. The telephone number is 800-259-9231. Throw out a quick trivia question out there. An old gasoline slogan, a gas company slogan, trust the man who wears the star. Which gas company, they're still around today, utilized that slogan for umpteen years, was associated with a famous Hollywood entertainer, comedian. Trust the man who wears the star. What brand of gasoline is associated with that? 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Mark Evans is with us, which means if you have a problem with your car right now, if you're listening on KXEL in Iowa, or if you're listening out in Lake Shasta, California, or if you're listening in Bowling Green, Kentucky, or on any of our other great radio stations around North America, we're on everywhere from Maine to Hawaii. If you've got a problem, Mark's got the answer for you at 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Also, anytime, if you don't get through today, email me the question, bob@boblongradio.com. I'll collect the question, and next time Mark is going to be on the broadcast, I will personally send you an email and let you know we're going to answer your question. So we got you covered. Mark, have you got your tools out? Have you got are you properly attired?
I am, Bob. I've got all the wrenches and the tools, and I've actually got my little camera out also, but I can sneak down to my spark plug hole to see if they've got a blown head gasket or a cracked piston even.
Wow.
So we're ready.
Very cool. 800-259-9231. So you actually utilize a camera for that. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's really nice. It's sometimes I bring out the word the mirror, you know, that the folks can buy themselves to see, inspect, and everything. But really neat little camera, Bob, on a 3-foot metal extension type rod that you can bend, and it holds its position, and you can sneak down spark plug holes to behind the engines to in transmission dipstick tubes. That's where you can sneak down into the automatic transmission without ever opening it up and see what's happening inside there. And it's really neat. It's a waterproof camera, which means that I can go into anything that's wet, liquid, you know, tranny fluids or engine oil to antifreeze. It's really neat to go down into a radiator, take a radiator cap off, and take a look in the little colored LED screen and say, hey, look at this. This has really got a lot of goo in here. So, you know, it's a picture's worth a thousand words is what I've always said in the automotive industry, and boy, isn't that the truth. I mean, our eyes take it all in, and when we look at buying new cars to used cars, you know, creature features inside, our eyes tell us everything, and that's the way I look at the auto repair side of it also. And I do always recommend to our listeners and everybody out there that is driving an automobile that's something that burns fuel or diesel, any kind, even propane burner. You know, you have to take a look at stuff because belts do come apart and leaks, and you can see the leaks, you know, oil, the fuel leaks to, you know, everything in it. And it's really neat to, Bob, to take the camera, take the old gas cap off of a person's fuel tank, take, you know, on the car, on the van, on the truck, whatever, take the gas cap off and slide this camera needle down in there, and you can actually see we call it a sock or a strainer that is attached to the electric fuel pump module inside the fuel tank. And you can see if that sock is actually plugged up with sediment and goo and everything, and that's some of the reasons why we might have a car that's stumbling or misfiring, you know, acting like it's starving for fuel. So it makes it so much easier. You know, I kind of almost feel like a human doctor here with the camera that I go in and take a look, you know. But it is a really, really neat tool. Another really neat tool that a lot of folks might know, the company Harbor Freight Tools, they sell this really inexpensive gun. No, it's not a real gun, Bob. No bullets in it. It's got, you just point and shoot. It's an infrared light on it, and it shows you a little red dot. And wherever you point and shoot, put that little red dot, digital reading of temperature, which is really, really neat tool also.
Absolutely. Our telephone number, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Again, the trivia question, trust the man who wears a star. That's an old-fashioned gas station oil company slogan. Which oil company utilized that for umpteen years? And we got an email question, Michael, North Carolina, with a question for Mark. How come, Michael writes here, how come some of the windshield washer fluid these days, Mark, is orange? Back in the day, it always used to be blue. What's the difference between the orange stuff and the blue stuff?
Good, Great question, Michael. The orange, and also in the blue word, too, now, you can buy also red, but I believe the orange is the best windshield washer fluid you can buy because it can go down to, like, negative 50, negative 60 in degrees.
Wow.
So you need that for the folks in Alaska. Or you can buy, I'll go on the other side of the spectrum, you can buy the cheap blue, 99 cents for a gallon, and it only goes to plus 20. So when you do see the colors, and that orange is the best, red is right around negative 10 to negative 15. So they've actually now are doing it in colors to make it easier for all of us to say, hey, give me, I'm going to be in Alaska, give me the orange. That's the difference. And I do definitely recommend, now always remember that windshield washer fluid, you always pour that in plastic bottles inside your vehicle. The bottle itself that holds and contains that windshield wash fluid is plastic. When that car's truck's going down the road, you imagine, Bob, it's 30 degrees outside sitting still, but when you're doing 75 miles an hour, I wonder what the wind chill factor is on that plastic container inside and underneath the hood.
That's
cold.
So true.
So don't, you know, a lot of folks might say, oh, I can just get the 99 cent stuff, plus 20, heck, I'm in Arizona. I'm okay. But it's 50 degrees out that day, and they're driving 75 and 85 miles an hour, all of a sudden it's down to 10 degrees now. So your blue windshield washer fluid will freeze up, turn into slush, and you'll be an unhappy camper because you can't wash the windshield. But and another key point on that too, Bob, that's quite unique. I know that some of the vehicles I've been asked to replace some of those windshield washer bottles. The Chevrolet Avalanche, you know that great vehicle that General Motors makes. It's a great vehicle. But I'm going to tell you right now, it's about 2.5 hours just to get the windshield washer bottle out of the vehicle to put a new one in. They're not fun. So I recommend to buy the $3.99 orange that Michael's talking about here because it'll never freeze up on you, and it won't hurt the paint, the clear coat. You know, that's one thing that when you push that washer button on your wipers, that chemical base in there will come up and hit the clear coat. So when you buy the orange, he's buying the best.
Very good. When we come back on the other side, Don in Pennsylvania will be up first right here on Auto World.
Restoration specializes in the restoration of antique cars, classic cars, and trucks. We have the capability to restore your vehicle to your exact specifications, from concours level to making your classic more drivable with the advantages of today's technology, no matter how large or small the project. Call Classic Restoration today at 845-258-2550 or visit classicresto.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like free inventor's information? Call InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, and learn how to get your free information. Call toll-free 1-800-647-3200. That's 1-800-647-3200. You'll learn how to attempt to patent your idea and submit it to industry. Call 1-800-647-3200. That's 1-800-647-3200.
Take a minute and hear what I'm about to tell you. You might have heard about Life Change Tea on a radio commercial or a TV commercial. And you did what many people do. You tuned out. I understand. Now the facts. When health fails, you will do just about anything for better health. So why wait? Read our testimonies of better health by drinking Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. And how much does missing work cost you when you're sick? Get ahead of the sick curve. Get the tea. Here's how to order. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea, T-E-A.com. Or you can call one of our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our tea tastes great, and we'll help you with your health and you can even lose weight. So again, try us out at GetTheTea.com.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE, and cross food off your to-do list.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I just want to hear more of it.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Yes.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was set in the pace? That story is true, I'm here to say, I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up. That Model A body makes it look like a pup's. Got 8 cylinders and uses them all. Got overdrive, just won't stall.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. You're listening to Haggerty's. No, you're not. You're listening to Auto World live all across great radio stations. Right here on the GCN network. My name is Bob Long, along with Mark Evans, who is our go-to guy when it comes to all things mechanical. And we are opening up the garage door, asking you to call in if you've got a mechanical issue with your vehicle, if it's not running right, if it's not running at all, if you've got a bad diagnosis, if would like some free advice, give us a call at 800-259-9231. We also have a trivia question out there, and that is a slogan used by a very popular gasoline company, oil company, for years. Ask the man who wears the star who utilized that slogan. Let's go to Don in Pennsylvania. Don, you're on Auto World. Thanks for being here.
Yes.
So what do you think?
The Texaco star. It's the man who wears the star is the Texaco dealer.
You are 100% correct. Congratulations, Don.
Thank you. I have a good trivia question for you to ask sometime.
Okay. You want to lay it on me here?
What major oil company had a petroleum product, had an oil product by the name of Sapphire Supreme?
That's a good question. Sapphire Supreme. I'm going to write that one down. We'll let Mark have a quick stab at it. Mark, do you know what it is, Mark?
I don't. Don Sapphire.
That's
excellent question. All right, Don, count on it. I'll ask that again on another edition of the broadcast. Any new cars catching your eye these days?
Oh, yes. The new I have a Ford Focus, and it's a 2009, and I use Royal Purple motor oil, and I use K&N air filter, and I get 43 miles per gallon on the highway and 25 to 30 on the road around town in Pittsburgh with a lot of hills.
Wow, that is fantastic. Well, hang on for Matt. We're going to hook you up with a prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage, and thank you so much for listening on WPYT. Right now, we're going to bring forth a special guest. Mark and I are going to interview. The gentleman's name is Derek Crandall. He is going to be telling us all about Goodyear and America's byways. A national survey conducted recently reveals that 70% of Americans are planning at least one fall road trip. And I believe Derek is joining us right now from someplace out there on the road. Hey there, Derek. How you doing?
Hello, Bob, and yes, what a day to be out on the road. Here in the east, I'm in the Washington, D.C. area, mid-Atlantic. Absolutely gorgeous day.
Absolutely. Tell us a little bit about this trip that you're doing.
Well, the Goodyear and the America's Byways Resource Center recently went out with a survey, and they asked the American public whether they wanted to go out for a drive, stay off the interstates, and see where America's beauty is really seen firsthand. And not surprisingly, the enthusiasm is extremely high. As you mentioned, 70% of Americans plan on taking a drive on a byway this fall. 40% plan on taking three or more.
And interestingly enough, you've done some research, too, that people will forgo lots of things, including GPS and music and good gas mileage, just for the opportunity to take in a real scenic, pretty drive.
Well, that's very true, and no wonder. I mean, whether the leaves are your desire, or sitting in your car and seeing all kinds of sights, critters, and beautiful scenic vistas, mountains. You know, there are 150 scenic byways across the country. 50 of those have been picked by Goodyear as being the best for comfortable drives because they offer scenery and are close to major metropolitan areas. And those can be found at byways.org, www.byways.org. Wonderful tips for places to go out and see this great nation of ours.
No question about it, and some of these drives are fantastic. Kicking off with the Delaware River Scenic Byway in New Jersey, the Merritt Parkway in Connecticut, and just taking a look at some of the other ones here, just scanning the there's everything from Alabama to Kansas to New Mexico. Of course, the Route 66 is a very famous one. And, of course, out in California, many scenic roads out there. I'm based in Massachusetts, and I noticed there's no Massachusetts roads here. But our other gentleman joining us here on the line, Mark Evans, is in Idaho, and Mark, guess what? Do you think there's any Idaho ones here on the list of the 50?
Oh, there might be one up north. Is there one cutting through the north
Portland area? Oh, well, both of you. Fortunately, if you go look at the larger list of 150 of America's scenic byways designated by the Federal Department of Transportation, you'll see one in Massachusetts. In fact, two in Massachusetts, and you'll also find some all around Idaho. You know, the byways connect our network of 393 national parks, more than 500 national wildlife refuges, all kinds of national forests. Just great things to see from the road. Goodyear is helping to make it comfortable because they have a new tire out that adds more comfort as you're driving down the road, which is always good. You want the car running well. You want the air in your tires checked. Make sure you have tires all ready for the winter, and it's a good time to think about perhaps trading in for some new tires.
Very true, absolutely. And Mark originally hails from Illinois, and Mark, I can tell you, historic Route 66 is on here in Illinois, the Lincoln Highway from Illinois, the historic National Road in Illinois, and there's also the meeting of the Great Rivers Scenic Route in Illinois. So back in your home state, you're well represented here in the top 50.
Good.
Bob, you have me ready to go out on the road right now.
Well, I am. In fact, Derek, I was going to say something about I've got a motorhome, and a lot of other folks have motorhomes, RVers, and it seems like the big question I have is I get out a lot. I like to look out the windshield, get some windshield time, you know, in the RV. And is that
coming up again, are people getting in their RVs and taking these routes in RVs besides just their cars?
Oh, you bet. In fact, later this week, you're going to hear about an RVer that visited Yosemite, none other than Oprah, went camping in Yosemite National Park in her RV.
No kidding.
So, yeah, absolutely. So, you know, you heard it here. It's it teasers are out there, but her shows both on the 29th and on November 1st will highlight her visit to Yosemite National Park and camping out in her RV. So absolutely, what we're finding is the RV sales certainly were impacted by the economy over the past 2 years, but the resurgence in sales is very strong, and we really never saw a downturn in usage of RVs. People who own them, like you, were out there driving around and enjoying the great outdoors right away.
Taking a look at the list. Go ahead, Mark.
Oh, I was going to say, and tires are a big part of the coach, you know. I mean, I've got a set of Goodyears on my coach, and you know, Derek, I really do depend on them. You know, you do not want any flat tires. And is there a good type of tire that you'd recommend that a person can, for good gas mileage when it comes down to the word RVing?
Well, you know, I think the most important thing is, new tires, and Goodyear has a number of new tires that are designed to boost fuel economy, but part of it is what we do ourselves, making sure that the tires are properly inflated, and then just driving in a way that gives us good gas mileage. But, you know, the newest Goodyear tire is the Assurance Comfort Tread Touring Tire, and it actually puts 20% more cushioning in the tire to deal with some of these flaws in the roads as you're traveling around America.
Hold that thought, Derek. We'll talk more about that tire on the other side.
It's one of the hottest new technologies out there in the engine department. Imagine getting 350-plus horsepower and decent fuel economy. It's called EcoBoost. Ford's Brett Hines tells us all about it.
The EcoBoost engine 3.5 liter is available today in your showroom in the Ford Taurus Show, the Ford Flex, and the Lincoln MKS. It'll also be available in the brand-new Lincoln MKT. Yeah, by 2013, 90% of all Ford's nameplates will have an EcoBoost engine available. In the case of the Taurus Show, we're producing 365 horsepower, 350 foot-pounds of torque, and at the exact same time, we're getting 25 miles per gallon on the highway and 17 miles per gallon in the city.
I'm Bob Long for TheLongDrive.com.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees. And every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
You may not be thinking of lead and brass as precious metal investments. And you may not be thinking about ammo when we say battery station. But you should, because Battery Station has a large inventory of the most popular calibers. Just go to BatteryStation.com and click on ammunition. There, you'll see where Second Amendment patriots invest in precious metals for .380, 9mm, 40 cal, 45 ACP, 38 Special, 357 Magnum, 223, 30-06, 308, and more. Be sure to look for the October GCN specials in blue boxes, too, at BatteryStation.com.
We shoot what we sell, and all battery station ammo is all factory. No reloads. You'll enjoy great customer service, great prices, and fast shipping. Plus, all orders over $30 will receive a free patriotic flag. So invest in gold and silver. But don't forget about investing in lead and brass, too, at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799 or go to BatteryStation.com today.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
10 years.
Genesis.
A decade of talk.
Genesis.
Great talk radio is here on the Genesis Communications Network.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us. We're live all across North America and appreciate you joining us each and every week at this time. Alongside me today is Mark Evans, our repair go-to guy. Mark joins us from time to time to answer your mechanical questions. And Mark held on to chat with our very special guest, Derek Crandall, who is telling us all about Goodyear and America's byways. And before the break there, Mark brought up a really good question about tire comfort. And one of the newest tires, Derek, you were telling us about is this Goodyear Assurance Comfort Tread Touring Tires. Tell us a little bit more about how these tires are engineered to provide a smooth, comfortable ride.
Well, Goodyear's found a way to put 20% more cushioning in it, in these new tires, than a standard tire, and that's going to make your trip both on a byway and your day-to-day driving just more comfortable. It adds to the suspension of your car and just makes your traveling more enjoyable. And certainly at this point, anytime we get in our car, we want it to be comfortable and enjoyable.
I love this, just reading some of the little factoids here in this survey. Americans would even go to extremes to guarantee a satisfying, comfortable drive on a road trip, with 30% responding they would endure the pain of stubbing their toe or enduring a bee sting. That's 18%, or even a root canal, 6%. So people are just set on having a fun time out there on the road.
Well, and one of the things I really enjoyed was we asked the question about who they'd like to invite to come along on their travels along these byways, and they picked TV families. The number one pick was the Cunningham family from Happy Days, so they want the Fonz to come along with them. Number two were the Griffins, Stewie and the Family Guy, maybe very appropriate as we approach Halloween here. The third most popular family to invite along on your ride was the Adams family.
Very good. Mark, we'll put you on the spot. Any television family that you would like to invite along on your scenic byway ride?
Well, I really do believe it would be a lot of fun to get Chevy Chase in the motorhome with me, you know. What was the name of it? And of course, go visit his cousin. What was the cousin? Cousin Eddie?
Yeah, the vacation movies,
that's
yes.
Right. Vacation, remember, that's right.
Oh, that's fantastic. And certainly being on a variety of manufacturer press trips, I've had the pleasure of being on some of these scenic byways, just taking a look at the list here. I mean, the Blue Ridge Parkway in North Carolina, Virginia, and Florida, I know has been used by many of a automobile manufacturer to show off a new vehicle. And, of course, all the scenic places out there in California, including the North Coast Byway there, that one I know I've been on as well. And Mark and I have also cruised the Las Vegas Strip, which has been, which is right here on the list as well.
It is. It's certainly, you know, we've highlighted both areas, the natural scenery as well as some man-created scenery, as you can tell there.
Very good. Go ahead, Mark.
We're gonna have to hold up a Goodyear sign for Derek when we're cruising the Las Vegas Strip here next week, Bob.
That sounds good. Definitely, it's really interesting just to do these surveys, and it points back to the passion that Americans have for their vehicles and for driving and the enjoyment that you can have. And certainly, you know, with airline travel becoming more and more complicated these days, lots of folks, for money reasons and other reasons, are going back to driving their cars, which to me is just very cool.
Well, Yellowstone National Park had a all-time record high level of visitation. We've already beaten the top year, and it's still 2 months to go. Parks and driving and seeing this country certainly seem to fit 2010. We may disagree on politics and elections, but we seem to agree that getting out there and seeing the wonders of this nation, our national parks and others, that's something to do in 2010.
Mark, is there a particular drive that's one of your favorites there in your native state or any place you get around? So maybe there's a particular highway in another state that you'd like to give a shout out to.
Well, you know, overall, I like to head north from Boise here, Idaho. Like Derek was saying, once you get on the road, it's everything is new and fresh, and the scenery is different. Every season's different, and it's just awesome to see pine trees, and we've got yellow pine type pine trees up here in this area and up north, and they actually turn yellow. And that's we've got a little town, little ghost town. It's called Yellow Pine. There's like the post office and of course the liquor store, you know, across the street. And that's about it. And then we've got, of course, back in the days, you know, back way, way back when, we've got gold mine towns out here that are ghost towns, and there's silver cities. They mine silver. That's a fun little road to take up and over the Waihi Mountains. It's on the other side of the valley, and it takes quite a while to get there. And some of the roads, you know, you've got to have a Jeep to get in and out of. So I do see a lot of the motorhomers and those folks that are pulling the trailers. They have the Jeep or the ATVs behind, you know, they're towing their trailer, but behind that they have the ATVs also to be able to scoot into these little ghost towns. And just, it's really neat to be able to, you know, have the safe word here, like say on the word tires. I know back in the day in my life, driving the old 60s cars around with the bias ply type tires, and you know, the first thing that we always checked was to make sure we had air in the tires and a spare had air in the tires and that we had a jack. And today, you know, we still do the air word, but gosh, you know, thanks to Derek and Goodyear, I gotta take my hat off, Derek, because, you know, the worry of tires going at a high rate of speed anymore is you know, the threat of it blowing out or coming apart is long gone. And like you said on your new type style and model of tires, what a comfortable ride we get now, you know, and I really do thank you. Because I get on that highway and I take off, and you've got a whole house on a set of tires there when it comes to the motorhome word, and it's just awesome to be able to. In fact, we're getting ready to head out, and after we get back from SEMA, Bob, we're going to head over to Yellowstone, that area. I've got an uncle that lives in the Bozeman, Montana area, and it's about a 5-hour trip, so that's a really neat highway, too. We get to go through the craters of the moon. That's a national monument here, and it looks just like the moon. And so that's one of my favorite highways to kind of sneak out on and take that you're up on the moon, you know?
That sounds very cool. And, Derek, of course, you know, so many people forget how important tires are. I mean, you can have a 500-horsepower engine. You can have state-of-the-art engineering. But when it comes right down to it, it's where the rubber meets the road. And that contact patch isn't that large, and you really got to make sure that you take care of your tires and replace them at regular intervals.
That's so right, Bob. And it's, you know, we want to enjoy our time on the road, and as Mark is pointing out, we go longer and longer intervals in terms of changing our oil, and our tires last longer. But this is a good time of year. Fall's a great time of year to go in and have your belts checked and make sure that your car is ready for the winter season, and make sure that when you take off and enjoy beautiful fall weather on a drive, you don't end up miles from the closest service station. So the cars are better. The technology certainly has helped us a lot, but it's still something that we have to take responsibility for, just in terms of making sure that the car's ready for that comfortable tour out there to see America.
Derek, one more time, give out the information website-wise about America's Byways, as well as all things Goodyear tires.
Right. Well, the list of 150 of America's Byways and the top 50 comfortable byways is at byways.org. And for information on car maintenance and Goodyear tire products, go to GoodyearTires.com. So Byways.org and GoodyearTires.com.
Excellent. Well, we want to thank you very much, Derek Crandall, for joining us here and telling us all about the 50 most comfortable touring drives and telling us about the cool new tire from the good folks at Goodyear.
Thank you so much.
He's Derek Crandall. That's going to do it for this hour. Mark Evans, thank you, my friend, for joining us here. With God's help, I will see you in Las Vegas. I'll talk to you about that tomorrow. And everybody else on the other side of the radio, stay tuned for John Davis in hour number two. Take care, Mark.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.